What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, hello friends. I did pour myself a glass of wine, not my first of the night, to record this podcast episode. And a lot of it is because I realize I'm still working through the embarrassing giggles of when we talk about poop. Yes, today's topic is poop. And I know it's something I pulled my Instagram to see whether or not people actually wanted to talk about it. And I will say, not 100% of people wanted to talk about, you know, chronic constipation and that kind of thing, which I totally understand. And yet, here I am talking about it. And the reason for that is because it is a big part of my life. And not from the perspective of just, yes, of course, needing to defecate as a human being, but also from the perspective of it's a huge source of, you know, stress in my daily life. I have chronic pain in my lower abdomen because of it pretty constantly. It's a huge topic of conversation between me and romantic partners because it actually comes up a lot as something that I cannot do in the general vicinity of a romantic partner because of this sort of shame that I have ingrained into me. And also because it is one of the key ways I feel PTSD in my body beyond just having like a panic attack. So for me, constipation goes way, 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 way back. I don't think I've ever had a long extended period of time where I could go to the bathroom normally. I would say, you know, I grew up around the World Trade Center post 9/11 where there was a lot of stress, and there was a lot of stress in my family with fighting and between the parents, you know, and just growing up in a household as my parents were building a sort of startup, right? And because of that, and maybe, I don't know, diet, overall anxiety, Nadia being Nadia, I struggled with constipation from a very early age, and it was kind of a running joke within my family. And at the same time, it was also the excuse that was given to me when it came to sexual abuse. And it's something that I don't talk about lightly, and it is something that I'm still working through in processing, right? And I've really been nervous to talk about this because I've always told myself and learned from others that you shouldn't talk about things until you really process them. And for me, I think I have processed it in the fact that, like, I know these things happened, but I also think I've come to a conclusion of, like, I don't think I'll ever be processed this in full, right? How can this ever be something that I don't have in memory or that I doesn't come up in thought when it did happen for a prolonged amount of time and was conditioned into me as acceptable? And anyways, so I think that anything around going to the bathroom for me one, not only had this psychological element to it, but also had a physical element to it. Because when I am stressed, when I am feeling on the verge of a panic attack, my whole body cramps up. I feel like my abs clenched, and not in like a, ooh, look at me, I'm fit way, but truly in like a kind of borderline freaking out, you know? And I feel my hands get scrunched up, my shoulders get tense, they rise near my ears. And I think that for me, my body just doesn't release, right? It doesn't release from the perspective of taking a deep breath. It doesn't release from even going to the bathroom. And it's so difficult because going to the bathroom is obviously a necessity of life. And I'll tell you, last summer when I was going through a whole mental health thing, yeah, or maybe even before that, honestly, I was going weeks without going the number two. And it was to the point where my new dating relationship was having to facilitate like 4 to 5 types of laxatives at a time. And I guess we were falling in love, is that, you know, we tried things out, trial and error laxative-wise, and ended up falling in love maybe. But I'll just say that for me, I feel like I'm really open about a lot on social media, yet this part of me that is not only such a source of like shame and anxiety is something that I haven't talked about a lot. And I, when I asked on my Instagram platform whether or not this is something you would be curious in, I was so touched by the number of incredible young women that I look up to, that I have engaged with on social media for so long, that share that they already also experience, you know, the bowel effects of anxiety. This show is part of the Pro Democracy Podcast Coalition. I think most of us agree that in a functioning democracy, the winner should be determined by the voters. Well, that almost didn't happen in 2020. Now, extremists are working to intimidate and replace nonpartisan election workers with quote-unquote yes men who might reject election results. The only thing that will stop them is us. We've partnered with the grassroots pro-democracy organization, Represent Us, to give you the tools you need to protect free and fair elections. Learn more and get involved. Visit represent.us/pod to learn more.
So, I mean, that's the thing about stress, right? We talk about the stress and how it influences your breath and your daily life. But do we talk about stress in the way that it affects your body? That from having panic attacks, your body is sore. That you have this chronic pain in your wrist because your fingers are trembling, or you get that crook in your neck because your shoulders are always raised at your ears. And I don't say all of this to be like, ooh, you know, feel bad at me, I'm in pain. I say this as like a, why don't we talk about this aspect of stress more? Stress doesn't let me go poo, you know? And of course, one of the reasons I like my period, which I don't have a lot of reasons why, is because I poop more on my period. And it's one of the things where I have truly tried so many things. I've tried the flax seeds. I've tried the laxatives. I've tried the oranges. Prune juice is recently helping, so shout out to Henry for really taking care of that. But it's just a huge part of my life and has been for the last 2 decades, and I haven't really talked about it. And I guess as a resident lightweight, I needed a glass of wine to get through it. So anyways, super short, under 10 minutes podcast episode, just to talk with you this late night about poo. So anyways, I'm really, really nervous and excited to hear what you think about this. I will also not release this until the morning when I have an ability to listen to this over. But all of that to say, stepping into my 2021 self of living unapologetically, making art with my period blood, and talking about poo into a microphone in my pajamas here at 1 a.m. on February 7th. A historic day, at least in my life. But anyways, I'm nervous about putting this out there, but if we like it and it sounds good, I will add this as another unfiltered, unedited podcast recording of Tigress. Bye, y'all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.